Exclusive Democrat delegates want abortion executive orders on day one if Harris elected. By Nick Gilbertson on August 22, 2024. Chicago, Illinois delegates at the Democratic National Convention, DNC, told Breitbart News they would like to see Vice President Kamala Harris take executive action on several left-wing causes on day one if she is elected president, with abortion being front and center. One delegate, Sharon Rose of Texas, plainly told Breitbart News she wants Harris to reverse the Supreme Court decision in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, which reversed Roe v. Wade on day one if she were president. Give women their rights back, Rose added. Sam Kaufman, a Wisconsin delegate, said that he is very concerned about abortion when asked what a hypothetical President Harris should do on day one. I'd like to see that legalized in all 50 states, he added. Oklahoma delegate Joshua Harris Till also said he would support her taking executive action on day one on abortion. But he does not want her to stop there. On abortion specifically, on student debt forgiveness specifically, on the border specifically, I think that realistically speaking, there are so many things where we can take executive action, he said. Yes, the courts may get involved, yes, Congress may get involved and say, hey, you can't do that. But we have been sitting around waiting for solutions from a do-nothing Congress for so long that I'm excited to see some action, he added. Harris Till said he does not want Harris to be a dictator on day one. Not to that level, but definitely to the level that is within her power to say, hey, these are real issues, and if we can alleviate those issues for Americans it would be amazing. The Oklahoma delegate would also back an executive order for price controls, which is part of Harris's economic platform proposal that has drawn severe criticisms from Republicans. I think that the economy has obviously taken hits, he said. We've seen a lot of positives from Joe Biden. But with the stock market crashing, I know that's going to be at the front and center of people's minds. Her desire to cap grocery price inflation is something that I think is maybe the most important thing she can do for families. Related, exclusive, Rick Scott. Kamala Harris's price controls are socialism. Breitbart News also caught up with a pair of Washington state delegates named Emory Raines and Andrew Mark Carlos. When asked what a hypothetical President Harris should do on her first day, Raines called for climate legislation rather than a day one executive order. He also said a Harris administration would not deviate significantly from the Biden administration. It's not going to be radically different from the current administration if she does get elected, he said. So I mean, my biggest issue is the climate. So, I'd just like to see her pass more climate legislation. There's a lot of work that needs to be done there, and that's my top issue. Carlos wants to see her fix the economy but did not get into specifics about what he thinks day one of a hypothetical Harris administration should like. Day one? I think definitely continue to fix the economy. Like, it's been shaky since the pandemic ended. So, like, definitely keep building on that progress. I mean, it would be hard for any president that's elected, right? He said. But obviously, a lot of investments that we've done. Like ARPA, she was the tie-breaking vote on the American Rescue Plan Act and the Inflation Reduction Act, so that's bringing in a lot of stuff. He also lauded the CHIPS and Science Act that Biden signed into law in 2022. Made in America, like, you know, supporting American jobs and making sure our economy is strong, he said. So I definitely want to make sure of that because when she talks about investing in the middle class, that's where it starts. When asked if he thinks there is a correlation between the extreme spending on those three bills passed by the Biden administration and the extreme inflation that has plagued working class Americans, Carlos said, not really. The inflation report is showing that inflation is going down right now, so I'm really optimistic about that. So as long as she's going with a CBO, which is nonpartisan, then like you know, I wouldn't worry too much about that, he added.